Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live and ready to go on a Wednesday. Good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. We are ready to talk about the Tigers. Kick off the show, John. They are now facing elimination after a dud of a performance last night.
Yeah, do we have a drop that's just a fart noise?
This is as close as I got.
Okay. Sorry, Heather.
I knew that's what it was going to be.
That's about what it was last night. It's just a... They left a pile on your front porch. And
how kind of them. To their fans, yeah. By the way, who stuck by a three-hour rain delay, who showed up in droves, 41,000. Actually more orange than I thought there was going to be.
There was quite a bit of orange.
You know what? It didn't really come across the TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you saw some dotted here and there. And the orange does stand out. But
considering that most people don't own a lot of orange, if any, I thought the fans, like... They soldiered in, they were ready to go, and they were given absolutely nothing to cheer about. John, being at that game, it was silent. It was a morgue. It's a shell of what October baseball has been and can be, and it's a reflection for the product they put out on the field.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. It was the three-hour delay. It was, and maybe some of the orange, as I think about it, is maybe more people had orange on, but it did cool off. It was raining. Maybe people had, you know, rain jackets on, other... You know, jackets covering their orange, but...
But, like, think about it. There weren't very many moments like, hey, fans, get on your feet. This is a pressure pack. There was one Carpenter at bat.
Right, yeah, the third one. And actually, on the broadcast, obviously, you were at the game, right?
Yes.
So on the broadcast, they were talking about, this is exactly why, A.J. Hinch led off with Kerry Carpenter. This is that 19th at bat. It was, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it was, I mean, okay, so he didn't strike out.
He grounded into
a fielder's choice and did score a run. First run of the Tigers game.
The only until a garbage time rally in the ninth.
And so, you're looking at it going, well, okay, I guess the move kind of paid off.
But the problem is, even if he hit a three-run bomb.
Well, at that time, it would have been 4-3, then you're right back in it.
But they didn't do enough all day. Like,
right.
AJ, that's kind of the problem with this team. Is like, AJ could, like, Doctor Strange this, like, 1 million possibilities, and he could thread the needle and manage it just right. And at the end of the day, this team didn't draw a walk till the ninth inning. They struck out 9 times going into the ninth inning.
Yeah.
They had one extra base hit going into the ninth inning. Like, I'm not really sure. I'm not trying to let AJ off the hook. He's the manager. He's responsible for what happens. I'm not really sure what he's supposed to do to get 1 through 9 to get their collective heads out of their ass. Like, I'm not really sure what he's supposed to do at that point.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let AJ off the hook, but I'm not going to blame AJ for much of anything that happened yesterday. It was all in the players.
Yeah.
It was all in the players. It was the guys that were in the field. And, I mean, let's start in the field.
Two errors for your outfielders.
And so Riley Green, are we calling that a throwing error?
I think they gave him the error. Dingle probably needs to get that ball, right?
Yeah, or McKinstry needs to just cut it off.
Right.
That's where the error belongs. And in baseball, right, the error doesn't always go where it's supposed to be.
Correct.
That wasn't on Riley Green. What are you supposed to do? Hey, you throw it to the cutoff man. Okay, I did that. Well, the cutoff man didn't get it. And then Dingler, you know, didn't field it. And you get a runner that scores. So, I mean, it was a comedy of errors. And I kind of felt like at the beginning, maybe things were going to go the Tigers' way because the very first out of the game, hey, you know, first out, and AJ goes, you know, let's review that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it's bang, bang. And I wasn't sure that they were going to overturn that
Me
one.
Me neither.
The announcers were saying, oh, yeah, he's out. And as I'm looking at it going, gosh, I don't think we're looking at the same thing. And I thought, you know, they called him safe. I didn't think there was enough to overturn it. They did, ultimately. But, okay, AJ, that's why I think, okay, hey, maybe this is the Tigers' day. Things are just going to go their way. And no.
Here's the thing with Jack. Like, Flaherty starts the game looking good.
Sure.
But as has been the case with Jack Flaherty, when it goes south in a hurry. And that fourth inning, he couldn't get it out.
Well, but yeah, but he should have been out of the inning because of the error. Like, if that doesn't happen, the run doesn't score, at least at that point. And then who knows what happens, because he did have a couple of strikeouts late in the inning.
No, you're talking about the second inning is where he gave up.
The third inning.
The fourth inning, Suarez led off with a homer.
Okay, yes.
And that's
sorry,
what it unraveled.
I thought we were talking still about the third.
Yeah. The fourth inning is Suarez homer, walk, strikeout, and then they're getting him out of the game.
It just was the guys on the field, and I know we want to talk about Scott Harris, we want to talk about AJ, we want to talk about all everything, but it was the guys on the field, it was the guys at the plate that just didn't get it done. And even when Dingler got up and he hits a single, right, it's two out single, I'm thinking to myself, all right, it's the guy that Tom and I talked about had to, you know, find a way to do something. And it just never materialized into anything.
It's that game specifically on the players more than anybody else. There is an irony in that Suarez hits a home run in that game, right? A player that would have been in Detroit if they pulled the trigger.
Right, sure, okay. I knew that would come up as one at-bat. And I know sometimes in the playoffs it only takes one at-bat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we talked about it. If you don't add him, you're going to face him. And a day where the Tigers are offensively starved.
If
he has not
been
a good player in the second half. I'm not trying to re-adjudicate it. My point is just, in the playoffs, in a moment, you have a guy with one swing of the bat. The Tigers don't have enough of those guys.
You're right. I mean, if that had been the sole reason the Tigers lost that game, then I would be more on to, you know, oh, Eugenio Suarez did this, that, and the other thing, and this is why we lost the game. That's not the reason. It's a reason, but not the reason. And I am curious, for those that were watching at home, 2-0 in the third. You add another two runs in the fourth. Did you watch all the way to the end? After having to wait till 7 o'clock, and okay, it didn't start too late. You could watch all the way to the end. It wasn't going to be a late night. But when did you just, hey, you throw your hands up in disgust and frustration and say, I'm out? When did you turn the TV off?
Absolutely. We'll hear from people on that. Better yet, there were people that were there that left well before the game was over because in their mind, they had seen enough.
Right, because you get down 2-0 in the third, and you're kind of thinking, I don't know if we've got the bats to make up that deficit. And it's only two runs. Then they add another two in the fourth, and it's 4-0, and you're looking at it going, eh.
When Crawford hit the home run in the sixth to make it 5-1, this team struggles to score. The idea that they'd have to get six to win, I think fans just said, I'm done. That you start seeing them walk up the aisles, out of the stadium, well before the game's over. This is a playoff game, right?
Right.
These are not a common occurrence in Detroit playoff baseball. Home playoff games. The first home playoff game this year, and fans were so fed up, so embarrassed with that performance. Even though they had waited, they said, the hell with it. I'm out.
Well, and Tom made the statement yesterday when we were talking about, well, the last time they had an offensive explosion was in New York. And it was, what was it, 10 one game, 11 the other game, right in there. And Tom made the comment, well, I think that's the last time they've scored four runs in a game. And we went back, okay, extra innings a couple of times. So when they got to 4-0, that's the conversation that entered my mind was, well, they can't score more than four runs. They haven't scored. And in the month of September, they averaged two runs a game.
Yeah, by the way, that offensive outburst, that would have been September 10th.
Right.
Take a quick look at your calendar. You'll notice today is October 8th. We're coming up on a full month since the offensive outburst.
So in terms of the Suarez home run, and that made it 3-0, right?
Yes.
And just I guess the karma, whatever you want to call it there, or the adding at the deadline. The point of him being added to the lineup, and then he would have been added to this lineup instead, let's say, is to create depth in the lineup. I want you guys to chew on this. This is incredible. So you had Rodriguez, Polanco, and Naylor, 3-4-5 last night. Not necessarily in the name order there, but they were all 14, and they scored 8 runs.
That's a good point.
That's why you create depth. That's why you add depth to the lineup, because when your studs don't have good games, some of them, you've got that other guy, that sixth guy they added to the lineup there. He provides pop. You know, it's just, think about that. 0-14 and they scored 8 runs.
I know.
That says it all.
That's mind blowing.
That says it all. They're a deeper lineup. We knew that going in. And it's just.
So you had, so the Tigers, you talked about the Carpenter situation. The one time people got excited and the third time up, and AJ's a genius and this and that and that and this. That's your only guy.
Right.
He's the only guy that's ever done it in the clutch in the postseason. Right. He's the reason why one of the reasons why they won game one.
Yeah, and now you're staring at this, facing elimination, and we're getting texts like this. I'm rooting for them to lose tonight. Save football talk for Friday, not a game 5 for a below-average baseball team that can't string together multiple innings, let alone 2 games.
So, I know I'm always the eternal optimist. They're still in it.
It's not over. Like, I don't say that with any degree of joy.
Right, yeah. And I say it very depressing, like, yeah, they're still in it.
Is that a good thing that they're still in it?
Yeah.
To some people, it's very much not.
I know, but until you are eliminated, you have a chance. And it may not be a great chance. It may not be a high percentage. I don't know what FanGraphs has to say about it. I think yesterday, in terms of winning it, it was right around like 42%. So odds are not in your favor, and obviously down 2-1 at this point, they're even worse. But,
still in it.
You still have a chance. You've got to find a way to regroup, and nobody wants to hear about it this morning. And I am curious to Tigers fans. Are you now, have you flipped the switch to just make it end?
248-539-9797. We've got open lines today. We will be giving away Lions tickets. If you're trying to shift your mindset to football season, we have tickets for the Lions. That's going to be the Monday night game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will tell you which hour today to play Name That Lion. 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and for my family, so that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Dickerson on the call. Game three in the books. Season's not over. Play today. Today's pitching matchup between Bryce Miller and Casey Mize brought to you by Old National Bank. No, the season's not over. And Bryce Miller is not a good pitcher. 5.6 ERA on the season. Second time through the order. People clobber him. Look, it wouldn't even surprise me if the Tigers win today. But we've gotten a lot of people who say, just be done with it. I'm burned out. And I thought the crowd last night reflected that burnout that we've been getting phone calls on. Like, our audience has been telling us this for weeks now. 41,000 people, silent, quiet. There was a little pocket of Mariners fans, and you could hear them chanting MVP for Cal Raleigh. The little chance for Polanco. Like, couldn't have been more than a couple hundred people. Drowning out 40,000 people who had nothing to cheer about. They waited all day. They waited through the rain. They wore their orange more than I expected. And they had nothing to cheer about. Their team's committing errors, striking out, not drawing walks. Down 8-1 and people had already left. Think about that. Leaving a playoff game early. This is a great sports city. That is a statement to the way the fans feel towards this baseball team. Enough. We're burned out.
It's you can't blame them. And for those that stayed, hey, hats off to you. And for those that left, it doesn't mean that you're a bad fan. It just meant that you had to get up, go to work in the morning, and you probably spent 3 hours there. You spent another couple hours while the game was actually going. You were exhausted by a 162 game season. The way it ended, it was a very tough series against Cleveland. And then all of a sudden you think, hey, maybe they can wake up. Maybe they could do something. And it just always fell so far short.
Yeah, I'm not shaming fans at all for leaving or for feeling the way they feel.
No, and I don't either. And for me, for last night specifically, if you just focus on last night's games, the players were a no-show. You can rip Scott Harris all you want for the deadline, but that team's better than they were last night. That team didn't show up from the errors to the hitting, the strikeouts, to get... You're coming home for the first time in, what, 2 to 3 weeks to play a home game? And to play that kind of baseball is garbage in that moment. That what a joke for them not to show up last night.
And as a result, we get a shell of what October baseball can be in Detroit. Let's get to Bob in Chesterfield. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show. Listen to you every morning on my way into work.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah, last night was like a morgue in there. I've been to many, many Tiger games, including the World Series in 84 when I was just a kid. And I was at the games last year in the playoffs. It was amazing how quiet that place was. And you're right. The fans behind the bench for them were louder than the fans in the stadium. Yeah, it was a long day. You know, we waited there 3 hours for the, what you would have thought, you know, after 3 hours of waiting, the adrenaline would have been built. You couldn't even get fans to stand up, even in like a 2-strike count, even in the first inning and the last guy that was up. Usually they're going crazy. It was just, it's something I've never seen in that stadium before. And that's including Tiger Stadium, which I, you know, as a kid growing up, used to sit in center field with my dad all the time. It was amazing. Hopefully today they'll turn it around. I still believe in them. I'm not a fair weather fan. I'm a true fan. I'll be at the game today, and I'll be standing at every pitch. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. It's that was a long day. And sure it ended was. With a long game. And you know what? Their fans, they were loud because they had something to cheer about.
Correct.
At what point, outside of the first inning, because it's playoffs, it's you know, you just started the game. At what point did this team give you anything to stand up and cheer for?
They didn't. Flat out, they didn't. Tech says the Tigers have struck out 9 times or more in every playoff game. You can't win that way, and you can't lose a game when your ace gives up just 2 runs. In the age of launch angle and exit velo, build a roster focused on making contact and batting average. Signed, Steve.
Well, you can win by striking out 9 times because the Mariners struck out 10.
Correct, but it has to come with power. Suarez,
right.
Homer, Raleigh, Homer, the 9-hitter, Crawford, Homer. Put them up 6-1, effectively ending the game if there was any doubt. Ticket texter. John, did you read Of Mice and Men?
A long time ago, but
okay,
yes.
Yeah, I did in school. This guy says the team is Lenny from the Book of Mice and Men. Put them out for their own good. get to Roy in Livonia. Roy, you're on 97.1.
What's up, fellas? Good morning. Hey, you know, I'm a big supporter of Detroit sports, and I'll tell you what. Last night, that place was ready to explode at any moment if the Tigers did anything. Also, the pocket of Seattle Mariners fans, I'm not kidding you, was 40 people. It was not 200. It
was being generous.
People. Yeah, and you're right. You could hear them, and it was just unfortunate because I was standing behind home plate kind of like on the up top to where the vendors are at a great spot, and you could feel that place wanted to explode. If the Tigers showed any life and they got the crowd into it, I think it's a different game. And when you don't get the home crowd into it, it just becomes depressing and you fizzle out. Then the ball starts squirting away, Carpenter's dropping fly balls in right field. In baseball, that kind of stuff is contagious, just like hitting's contagious. They could not get it rolling. And it was unfortunate because you could feel that place wanted to erupt.
I know. And they just, nothing lit the fuse.
No, I mean, nothing did. There was, that's why I said, you know, in the first inning, like you could feel it, even coming through the TV, you could feel that it was right there under the surface. And then there was just nothing that ever ignited the wick.
You ask people, did they turn it off? Like you saw people physically leaving, but did people just turn it off at the end of the day before the game was over?
Oh, sure.
Tech says, I stopped watching after the Crawford homer in the sixth. I won't watch today. I'll check the game cast periodically, but I've never been so frustrated with one of my teams ever. This team is bad for my health.
Yeah, well, being a sports fan can be really bad for your health.
As a fan, this team has eviscerated any level of enjoyment I've ever had watching baseball. It's quite the statement. There's literally nothing to be optimistic about with this team as it relates to their bats. Some of these guys could stand in the batter's box without a bat. The result would be the same. It's pathetic, embarrassing, and unwatchable.
It is a tough watch.
I agree with
this. I'm not going to disagree with that. Yeah.
It's just crazy when you zoom out and you say, this was a playoff baseball game. Like the thing that we had craved for so many years and we got last year and people were excited about. And think about how much damage the team has done to their own fan base. That this is the chorus. There's no pushback. It's a one opinion day today and it's they let the fans down.
Well, and just think about, okay, prior to the All-Star break, like you know that it's in there. It may not be the best lineup in baseball. Nobody's ever said it was. They never said that. We never admitted that they were going to be World Series favorites. But before the All-Star break, they were averaging right around 5 runs per game. And that was at the time where, hey, the pitching wasn't what we needed it to be or wanted it to be. The pitching has actually been pretty good. And I know, you know, Flaherty fell apart in the fourth inning. But in the playoffs, the pitching has been pretty good. The bats just have absolutely disappeared.
So there's only one team I can remember in my life here in Detroit that is somewhat similar to this. It was actually a team that John put out of his misery. It was the 98 Lions, the year after Barry. 99 Lions
99,
after Barry.
Yeah.
And nobody had any hope going to the season. It ruined the preseason hype and all that with his timing. And then they started 8-4. And they didn't look the part, but they were winning. And
so are we talking about teams? Because bad teams, you can just stop watching. The challenge with the Tigers is because they're still in it, you feel like you have to watch. Like those fans felt compelled to show up to the ballpark yesterday.
And there were a lot of people that turned the channel. And then they were met with, okay, well, at 8 o'clock, it's going to go from FS1 to FS2 or MLB Network. And Ellie was staying with Grandma and Grandpa last night, and she's like, hey, where can I find the game? And I'm like, well, if you want to watch, it's on now on FS2. And so it was kind of one of those, you had to put a little bit more effort in to actually find it.
More effort than the team did?
Yes. And I think people were just, they felt obligated to watch. And that's why I asked the question, even if you had turned the game on, at what point did you just throw your hands up and say, I'm going to bed, or I'm going to
I didn't watch it.
Read a book.
Done with this, right?
Do anything.
Tiger fans, a lot to say today, a lot to vent about. We'll get those phone calls in. 702, Red Wing coach Todd McClellan joins the show. Their season starts tomorrow night, the centennial season. It's 97.1.
Hey, I've got your tailgate must-have this season. Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're absolutely delicious and available in convenient variety 8-packs. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and my favorite part, zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so you can tailgate like a champ all day long. Look for the can with the sunset stripes and ask for it at your local bars and stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do I even need to say it? Suarez with the homer. Multiple homers for Seattle. Their bats came alive in a decisive, definitive season-shifting game 3 yesterday. Although the season's not over, a sore subject for many Tigers fans.
Yeah, it is not. You got another shot today.
Let's get back to the phones. Chad and McComb, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. Love the show, guys.
Hey, thanks. What's
Thank
up?
Thank you.
So I went to both games last year. I was at the game last night. You know, obviously 3 hours waiting in the rain sucked. But when the, you know, first pitch is getting ready, total energy, everybody's up. But then what I found interesting kind of threw me off, and I don't know if it's like fan education or what. You're watching the Seattle games, everybody's up, almost every pitch going crazy. Last night, Flaherty first inning, 2 strikes, and I got people behind me yelling, sit down, I can't see. Like, it's a completely different energy than when you're watching all the other games. So I don't know why or what, but like last year, everybody was up almost standing the entire game, no problems. Last night, anytime you sit up with 2 strikes, I got people around me in my section going, what are you doing? And yelling at everybody else who's standing.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like, it's like the rabid energy was beat out of this fan base.
Yeah, and like I said, you watch the other games, you see all these other teams. I don't get why people aren't excited to be a playoff game. We had to wait through the whole Cleveland series, not get any home games. Like, it should have been crazy last night. Everybody standing the whole time. Instead, I don't know if it was the weather or what, or just people, like you said, aren't excited about the team.
Well, it's probably a combination of everything. So you had people who were probably working up to that perfect buzz for a 4 o'clock start, only to then have it come crashing down for 3 hours. You got to ramp back up. It's cloudy and gloomy, and then you go, well, if the team could light the fuse, light the match, you could kind of summon that energy and it becomes contagious. But the team never gave you a reason, so you're already kind of coming down from the buzz, and then the team lets you down epically for the next 3 hours. Like, it's 6 hours where you're down there with very little to feel good about, and that's also how you felt probably the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different analogies you could come up with, but you're just continually carrying a heavier and heavier and heavier weight until the burden of watching the team is so heavy that you just don't want to do it anymore.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. Says, I went to my local bar to watch the game. There was a rain delay. I ate my food, drank a beer, went home, and almost forgot there was a game. I clicked it on. It was 4-0. I turned it off. It was a playoff baseball game, and this story is not like a one-off. This is what people went through yesterday. They're so turned off and burned out by their baseball team.
So what's the most Tiger thing to happen today?
They're going
to
win today. They're going to hit up Bryce Miller
and then
force
a
game five.
And it's a Scooble start.
And we can get our hopes up because Scooble's on the mound. You already know how this is going. Let's get to AJ in Novi. AJ, good morning.
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Good. How you doing, man?
I don't know what game you guys were listening to talking about the stands being so quiet. I heard a lot of boos coming through my TV, and I definitely heard the fat lady singing, man.
Yeah, I did as well.
It was music to my ears. It was music to my ears. I'm so glad those fans were booing. This team deserves it. They're pathetic. To come home after this long homestand that they've been on in a playoff game with a chance to take control of the series, and that was the performance you gave, man. I mean, that's pathetic. This team should be embarrassed. You're getting booed at home in a playoff series. Fans are leaving early. I turned it off when it was 5-1. You know, I got to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I turned it off when it was 5-1 to go take a shower and go to bed, man. I mean, there's no way that team's scoring more than 2 or 3 runs.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, the boos were definitely coming across, and I think I remember hearing them. I mean, right at the end of the fourth inning, mm-hmm. You started to hear some of them, and they just got louder and louder throughout the course of the game for those that were left in the stadium.
Yeah, again, the Crawford homer in the sixth, seventh inning, I saw like the majority of people leaving the stadium. Nobody wanted to be there anymore. Nobody wanted to be at Comerica Park for a playoff baseball game. Like, think about what that sentence was. People didn't want to be at Comerica Park for a playoff baseball game.
Or watch at home. One of the easiest things to do is just to have the TV on, and people wanted to turn it off because they didn't even want the wallpaper, the background noise. And I was kind of in that camp, and obviously we have to watch.
Yeah.
And last night, I kind of felt like it's the first time in a long time where I thought this is actually a job to watch this team. It is actually physically a job, because there were times where I turned the channel because I wanted to. I actually turned it back to FS1 so I could see some hitting,
some good baseball. So it's funny you say that. I left early, and I couldn't really ever imagine myself leaving a playoff game early. Now, I was there in the quote working capacity, but there's always this like blend with what we do, fan and media, and the fan in me had been beaten out. And I thought, well, okay, the media professional in me knows how this game ends. I got to do a job tomorrow. I got to wake up early. I drove home. Now, it was like the ninth inning. I said, I don't need to be here anymore. Some people left well before that. But John, I'm walking out, and it's all these people in the streets of Detroit. The game's still going on.
Yeah.
Everybody's walking to their car. What playoff game?
In silence. Yeah,
silence. Nobody's cheering. There's no clapping. There's no chants. There's like one sad guy playing an instrument collecting money on the street. That's it. Otherwise, it'd be silent.
There's no joy in Mudville.
No.
Mighty Casey has struck out.
Kyle McComb, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm just so fed up with AJ Hinch, these last playoff series with Cleveland, and not only that, the series with Boston. I think that he needs to be held accountable more or just as much as the players, because you're looking at things that he's doing. Javier Baez is the only guy hitting in series, and we're going to throw him ninth so he only gets 3 at bats a game. You know, you look at things that putting Kyle Finnegan in when Will Vest could have pitched the other day, when he was the only one who didn't face the middle of that lineup, which could have helped out when Kyle Finnegan already pitched the day prior. You're looking at things like Riley Green constantly being up in that order, not being pushed down yet. You're looking at Casey Mize getting thrown out or getting taken out at 64 pitches. I think AJ Hinch is a huge problem with what's going on, and we're having a hard time getting a spark with him, and he needs to be held accountable just as much as these players.
So, Kyle, let me ask you this. And if you want to move Javi Baez up in the lineup because he's the only one hitting, you know, if you're going to move Riley Green down, who are you moving up other than Javi Baez?
You could always move Zach McKinstry out of there. I think he's been 6. You know, at least Zach McKinstry, that 6 spot got 4 at-bats. You know, at least shuffle it up a little bit here and there. You know, I understand what he was trying to do with the Colt Keith thing, but Colt Keith has been on the DL. Why are we batting a player who hasn't had very many at-bats and who's very ice cold?
But the problem, Kyle, is who else are you going to put in there that's a hot bat or that you have confidence that – and I'm just defending AJ a little bit because he's moving around chess pieces and they're all pawns. There's no kings. There's no nothing.
I'm with you.
So I get his frustration. You got to put it somewhere. You could put it on Scott Harris. You could put it on AJ. You could put it on the players. I do want to defend AJ because at least when he talked to us yesterday, you asked about the lineup and he gave you, we're going to put Kerry Carpenter first because, and the reasoning was we want that 19th at bat, the left-handed bat at bat to see if we can push them to do something at that time.
And he got his at bat that he called for with runners in scoring position. And Kerry grounded into a fielder's choice.
Right. And so it's kind of one of those, it's like the season. Like it wasn't a complete zero because they ended up scoring a run on it.
Hmm.
But it just wasn't enough. It's just never enough.
Well, and I don't want to just defend AJ for the sake of defending AJ. Like ultimately, we wouldn't do this with any other team. If the coach was overseeing a collapse and a coach wasn't getting the most out of his guys in any other sport, we would say, well, coach has to do something. But I feel like I'm watching AJ try to do things, and his team's hitting 191.
Well, and that's the thing. If you want to shuffle around the lineup, you got to have a reason for moving Riley Green down, or at least you have a reason for moving somebody else into his place.
Phone calls on the Tigers.
Not everyone can bat ninth.
Not everybody can bat ninth. That's a very, very good point. 248-539-9797. Red Wing head coach Todd McClellan on the eve of the Red Wing season. We'll get to that. It's 97.1.
Man, it kind of feels like I need one of these right now. That's a Michigan Pilsner. And there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner. Brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. So whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, maybe starting a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Ticket text, phone calls, 248-539-9797. Texter says, I don't know why everyone's upset. Look on the bright side. We have our 16th ranked prospect. Signed, GT. Another one says, just like March, we didn't get any help. Signed, Dylan and Royal Oak. AJ told us he loves this lineup and the options, so he doesn't get a free pass. He needs to be accountable as well.
Okay. What's he supposed to say publicly about what his boss has been giving him to work with? Is he supposed to come out and say, I have a half of a hitter. What do you want me to do?
Well, maybe not sell us that McKinstry is something he's not.
AJ's on record, though, saying, well, who are we going to take out if we get somebody?
Right.
So, he said it.
Yeah,
he didn't have to say that. He could have just kind of gone neutral.
Yeah, look, the vultures are out today. The sharks are circling. The season's not over, and a couple ticket texters are taking that approach. Here's my attitude. I don't care about yesterday's game. We have today. We're down one. We're in the playoffs. We can win today.
There you go. You know what? And that's kind of how I woke up as well. Obviously, I'm frustrated. I'm mad. I'm disappointed. We've used this term a bunch of times. It's a torturous team. There's no question about it, but they're still in it.
They no-showed last night. Like, people can talk about bigger picture things. That's part of the story today. I get it. Adding Suarez added depth to their lineup. It allowed Rodriguez, Polanco, and Naylor to go 0-14, and yet they scored 8 runs because their lineup is deep.
Right.
That's why you add at the deadline, okay? But, you know, if you just focus on last night's game, I don't think you should complain about front office or managers. He already made a move to try to shake things up, and it kind of worked. It just Carpenter didn't perform. The players did not show up last night.
Yeah.
Flaherty was garbage. He was getting hit hard before he gave up runs. And the lineup is just pathetic. And their stats are going to be jaded in this playoff series because they scored 3 garbage runs in the ninth inning.
Yeah, before they went to the ninth, they had 9 strikeouts, 0 walks, 1 extra base hit. That's who they were in a big-time home spot where their fans waited in the rain for 3 hours and then waited around for offense only to be left in the cold.
Like,
you're right. The players let them down. They had multiple errors. Like, this was just a pathetic performance.
The OPS going into yesterday in the series was 545. it had to have dropped to close to 500 before that garbage ninth inning. You know, that's on the players. These guys are better than a 500 OPS.
You know what it is right now? 546.
they improved last night.
Awesome. Texter says, I have faith in this team. They're favored in the next two. Tigers in five, Corey in Grand Rapids.
There you go, Corey. Your glass is certainly half full.
Tom in Bay City, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Tom.
How you doing?
What's up?
I think the fans just need to all chill out a little bit. We're one of eight teams playing in October, where it might not be the product I want to watch on TV. We're one of eight teams playing in October, and we didn't spend a bunch of money to get where we're at.
And that's supposed to make me feel good?
Tom, I agree with you. Yes, they are one of the final four in the American League. It's just frustrating that you got to this point and the bats have gone absolutely dead.
But Tom, I want to go back to something you said. You go, because they haven't spent a lot of money, I'm supposed to feel good about this, that they're doing it on the cheap? Is that what you're trying to sell me?
No, not at all. But how would you feel if we went and if we did unload our farm team and spent a bunch of money and we're in the same predicament? Because I'd rather be in the situation we're in without a big payroll over our head with room for improvement to get to where we want to be. But if any fan started out this year thinking that with what we had, we were going to win the World Series, you were lying to yourself.
Okay, but some of this is they sandbag the offseason and then we lower our expectations. And then they actually perform in the first half and they sandbag the deadline. And now we're supposed to just be happy with this. I don't subscribe to that mentality. Well, because we didn't try, we can't expect things. Wouldn't you have hated if they tried? That's the phone call we just took.
Well, and if you Mets, you sign a whole bunch of payroll, it doesn't guarantee that you are going to win or that you will even be in the postseason. So I get the point of what Tom is saying. Yes, they've gotten here without doing much to get here. And so, okay, great. But and we all said you can't really blame Scott Harris or ownership in the offseason because they tried to go get Bregman. Well, at some point you have to land that individual. You have to land somebody at the trade deadline. You put yourself in a good position, but then you didn't do anything to support what you were doing.
I always found it interesting, too. They definitely wanted to be known that they were in the Bregman chase.
You know, I've thought a lot more about that, all jokes aside about the drop. Evan Petzl of the Free Press on our show said that the Bregman camp gave them a counteroffer. And that counteroffer was not for some, like, $100 billion unrealistic counter. It was like another $15 million over the life of the contract. He came back with a reasonable counter with no deferred money, and Detroit said no. So that's as much a part of this as him saying no as us saying no, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is there's no gold star for effort or for trying, right? Everyone's supposed to try. Everyone's supposed to get good effort. But when it comes down to it, players have to go out there in the postseason and perform. And it's just the same as the front office going out there in the offseason and performing, getting it done.
It's just ironic, too. Not only did Suarez homer last night, but David Bednar had a five-out save when the Yankee staff was bleeding to death in a must-win game.
Do I even need to say it? I think everybody's feeling it today. Let's get to Dennis in Metamora. Dennis, you're on 97.1.
Guys, I love listening to your program, but I'm probably going to drive off the road in about 2 seconds. You know, Tom's take is what Scott Harris does. He says, well, hey, we're one of the final eight teams, so we don't have to do anything. We're on the right track, which is a bunch of crap. Okay, how many times have we watched the Tigers in situations maybe get two guys on in an inning, maybe, and then the other team's thinking, we've got them right where we want them. Strikeout, end of threat. It's just old and it's sick, man. Every time we've got a guy we're playing against, he's related to Cy Young, Nolan Ryan, or Greg Maddux. It's just old. It's old and predictable. I'm going to drive off the road. I really am.
Please don't.
Frustrating.
I feel it, though, and I think everybody felt it yesterday. I think for as many of these phone calls that we've taken, Dennis, over the last couple weeks to a month, about people saying I'm burned out about my baseball team, if you needed a visual of that, it was last night. They showed up. Fans felt like, hey, I got to show up. It's a playoff game. 41,000 through a three-hour rain delay. I'll show up for my team. I'm a fan of my team. I love my team. I'll show up for my team. But what does my team give me? And fans are booing. They're leaving early. It's a morgue. That's a reflection of what this team has done to its fan base. On a more positive note, we have Lions tickets to give away today on the show. Not in the next hour, but at some point today. Be listening. We'll give you clues. We'll play Name That Lion. We will have Lions tickets. We'll also have Red Wings tickets for every home game this season as part of the centennial season. And with the season starting tomorrow night, we're going to talk to the Red Wing head coach, Todd McClellan, next. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.